down. Now, time to sum it all up. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
He's going to dribble it before he hands it off to Wigginton. Wigginton right back to Thanasis, who takes flight with a big two-hand slam.
Recap everything you need to know about this game right now.
As the final horn sounds, we are done with the regular season here in 2022. On to the playoffs.
Now, here's your host, your analyst, and your MC for the evening.
Make some noise!
Justin Garcia.
Yeah! And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Get to the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick the pepper.
It's where the Bucks had the advantage in this game. They got to the free throw line quite a bit. That was the good. The negative, Bucks were unable to capitalize on that. 9 missed free throws. It could have been worse. Giannis especially turned things around in the second half. 7 of 8 at the free throw line, but 32 of 41 as a team, and they put the Hawks on the line quite a bit in the second half. 24 second half free throw attempts by the Atlanta Hawks, but this was very similar to what we saw offensively from the Hawks last Monday in Atlanta. A balanced attack. It wasn't Trae Young heavy as we saw the first time these two teams met. And again, the advantage you had in that matchup was the dual-pronged attack defensively in the backcourt of Jrue Holiday and Javon Carter. Tonight it was just Javon Carter. Hawks moved the ball around quite a bit, and they just found production everywhere. 24 from DeAndre Hunter, who really seemed to be in rhythm every time he was not defended by Marjon Beauchamp. 21 from Trae Young. 19 apiece from Clint Capella and DeJounte Murray, and 16 from John Collins. The Hawks were very balanced. The Bucks, everything just seemed to be a struggle. You got 27 from Giannis, but he needed 21 shots to get there. You shot 41% from the floor and less than 25% on your threes. 20% at 6 of 29. Hawks won the points in the paint. Hawks won the offensive rebounds and second chance points. And the Atlanta Hawks knocked down more threes. They shot a higher percentage on threes, a higher percentage from the floor. This was all Atlanta Hawks tonight as the Bucks' shorthanded issues come back to bite them. First home loss this season. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. That's the bad. When we return, a lot of good. And by a lot, I mean Marjon Beauchamp. We will dive into another breakout performance from the Bucks' first-round draft pick after this on Bucks Talk.
7-4.
First time this season. You knew this was going to be a tough one. This week and next week especially, if you are not healthy, as good as the first 3 weeks of the season were, it could get pretty rough here because this is a very challenging schedule in front of the Bucks. Wednesday is a pretty big test against a really good Cleveland Cavaliers team. They've suffered some defeat recently here and had a bit of a lost weekend this past weekend. No Donovan Mitchell, but Jared Allen has missed some time recently as well. But that is a very good, and especially on the defense, a very tough defensive Cavaliers team that is going to be there near the top of the East. And push the Bucks all season long. That's a tough test. Obviously, Friday, a road game in Philadelphia. Joel Embiid averaged 50 points a game over the weekend. 42 points against the Wizards and against the Hawks. 42 points against this Hawks team. And 59 against the Jazz last night. So that is going to be a tough matchup, even without James Harden. And it's another road game. You do get 2 more days off next weekend, or this upcoming weekend, I should say. But next week is really the biggest test that the Bucks have thus far. I mean, these 2 weeks combined, tonight was tough. Wednesday's going to be really tough. Friday's going to be tough. You get some time off, but next week, that schedule, four games. You play four games the week of Thanksgiving. The good is they're all in Milwaukee, but those games each present their own challenges. Portland Trailblazers kick off that portion of the schedule. They're playing really well right now. The Portland Trailblazers currently lead the Western Conference at 9-4. Anthony Simons has been very good. Shaedon Sharpe has been very good. They're doing this without Damian Lillard being the Dame of old. So that is a good, tough team. You have the Chicago Bulls right before Thanksgiving, a game where you can expect a decent amount of the crowd to be from Chicago. It is going to be a rabid environment here. And then Friday after Thanksgiving, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the same team we talked about playing on Wednesday, you get them twice in the span of 8 days. Very similar to what we've said with this schedule against the Atlanta Hawks. And, oh, by the way, you wrap things up with the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. So it is getting to the point that it is not only imperative you get healthy, you can't afford to keep losing guys. Healthy as in you want these guys to start to come back. And we heard from Bud before the game. I do want to get to some of the comments he made because, you know, on this program, on Bucks Weekly, on Bucks Shootaround, we've talked about this team getting healthy. And, well, it seems any day now, it seems they're getting close to Pat Connaughton and or Chris Middleton returning. And then every morning you open up the injury report and you still see those players listed as out. We thought Drew Holiday, good chance he'd play today. Had those two games that he missed last week with the rolled ankle, and you thought, okay, being a little precautious, give him 2 games off. You get 2 days off, so you get a full week off. He should be good to go Monday. He did not play tonight. You hope he comes back because against that backcourt of the Cavs, you'd really love to have the services of Drew Holiday, but it's with this schedule getting to the point of you not only need to get some of those guys back, you cannot afford to continue losing players. And tonight, that was Grayson Allen, and that was Wesley Matthews. 855-616-1620, the number to join us, whether you're listening on WTMJ or ESPN Milwaukee. That is the number to join us here on Bucks Talk. Tonight, this was a game largely dominated by the Atlanta Hawks. So where did things start to slip away for the Bucks? Time to get to the turning point of the game.
The moment it all turned around, for better or worse, this is the turning point of the game.
Well, as we mentioned, the Hawks dominated most of this game. So really, the turning point, if there was such a thing as a turning point in this, would have been in that opening quarter with about 4 minutes left. That was the last time the Bucks led this game. They were up 20-17 after a Jordan Wara dunk. DeAndre Hunter, big offensively in this game. Seemingly every time he was not defended by Marjon Beauchamp, but DeAndre Hunter sliced that lead to one. And then DeAndre Hunter again propelled the Hawks in front at 21-20. That is the last time the Atlanta Hawks trailed in this game, and they never looked back. It felt like they were up 13 from the midpoint of the second quarter until the buzzer sounded. The turning points of the game tonight, DeAndre Hunter's back-to-back jump shots, stealing the lead away from the Bucks and never giving it up as the Hawks go on to win at 121-106. As for productivity, mentioned the night from Giannis, the night from Marjon Beauchamp. What about the second unit? When we return, we'll get to the sub of the game. And also, hand out the flowers to the rookie. Another Marjon Beauchamp breakout performance. We'll dive into it next on Bucks Talk. .121-106, the final here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Atlanta Hawks beat up the shorthanded Bucks and give the Bucks back-to-back losses now. So they lose 3 of their last 4 games, for that matter, losing for the first time this season 1 week ago tonight in Atlanta to the same Hawks. Winning on Wednesday night with no Giannis or Drew or Chris, thanks to Javon Carter and Marjon Beauchamp. And then losing once again to the San Antonio Spurs, still shorthanded Friday night. Now you carry it over and have back-to-back losses for the first time this season. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk on WTMJ and ESPN Milwaukee. Giannis scored in double figures. Brooke Lopez scored in double figures. Javon Carter did so. And Marjon Beauchamp with a career night. The Bucks had six players reach double figures in this game, including two from the second unit, so no time like the present to check in on our sub of the game.
The bench mob was hungry, and someone ate. Who was it? Tonight's sub of the game is...
There's really only two options for tonight's game. You had Bobby Portis scoring 14 points with 10 rebounds, but he had five fouls, was 6 of 15 from the field, missed all five of his three-point attempts, and picked up a technical foul. The other player off the bench to score in double figures was Jordan Mora, who finished with 10 points, hit two threes, was 3 of 8 from the floor, did have three assists and five rebounds. Perhaps controversial. I understand there was a double-double from Bobby. The sub of the game tonight is Jordan Mora because he scored in double figures. And overall, look, here's the difficult part for Jordan. When you have the eyeball test and when you have he and Marjon Beauchamp on the floor at the same time, when you have Jordan Mora defending DeAndre Hunter possessions after Marjon Beauchamp shut down DeAndre Hunter. But Marjon Beauchamp was the guy that shined tonight. Jordan Mora, why I say Jordan Mora was the sub of the game is because the regression that we saw the last couple of games, he turned some of that around tonight. He made some good reads in the first half. He scored in double figures. He wasn't out there hunting shots, only hunting shots. He was looking to get his teammates involved. And he was doing some of those things we talked about early in the season of these are the types of plays you got to make. How much of that had to do with watching what Marjon Beauchamp did? Probably at least a little. How much of that had to do with the coaching I'm sure he received after the road trip? I'm sure a lot of that. Bobby Portis may have scored more and had more rebounds. Statistically, on paper, did more. You can't watch this game tonight and tell me Bobby Portis played well. And unfortunately for the Bucks, that's been a trend for the last three or so games. So for that reason, tonight's sub of the game is Jordan Mora. 855-616-1620, the number to get in touch with us. Still 30 minutes left on the program as the Bucks lose in Milwaukee for the first time this season and now get set for a big matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mention that defense of the Cavs and how good it is. Bucks are going to need the defense as well because Darius Garland just poured in 50 points over the weekend. You've seen Donovan Mitchell take his game up another level. He's looked like the Donovan Mitchell playoff bubble Donovan Mitchell that we saw two summers ago. And Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, very, very gifted players, with Jared Allen more so defensively. Evan Mobley starting to get better and better offensively. You're going to need to find some offense against a good defensive Cavs team, but you're going to need some help defensively, especially in that backcourt. And one player who I think we've seen enough to know is a guy that can certainly help you there, had a breakout performance once again tonight. It's the third time in just over a week we've talked about this guy having a breakout performance. We'll dive into the Marjon Beauchamp tape after this on Bucks Talk.
This is Bucks Talk.
All right, the Bucks lose tonight inside of Fiserv Forum. That's the bad, but the good was what we saw for 34 minutes from Marjon Beauchamp. 7 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 4 on his threes, 20 points, first time in his career he scored 20 or more, 8 rebounds, and 1 block, 1 assist. The other thing you can't quantify is what he did overall defensively. He was the guy that gave problems to DeAndre Hunter. He was the guy that was most effective in slowing down DeJounte Murray. DeAndre Hunter in this one was 6 of 15. At one point, he had six missed field goals, and 4 of those 6 misses were when he was defended by Marjon Beauchamp. Marjon Beauchamp was the only guy that was staying with him laterally. that was getting his hand up to contest. There was a play in the second quarter where DeAndre Hunter, a young player in his own right, DeAndre Hunter was trying to pull the veteran move and goat Marjon Beauchamp into a foul, and Marjon knew exactly how to defend it, keep his hands down, not allow the rip through and get the foul call. He's doing those types of things on a nightly basis that you almost can't coach. You either have that basketball IQ or you don't. And when we make the comparisons, Marjon Beauchamp versus Jordan Wara, Jordan Wara is certainly a gifted offensive player, but Marjon Beauchamp just has the intangibles. We heard from Coach Budenholzer after the game that Marjon has been really good. For the entirety of the game, he was really good. He is taking advantage of the opportunity, and he just competes. He's playing with force and activity and energy. Sometimes it's just good to be young, as Bud said. But we really like what he's giving us. He brings a great competitive spirit. He's willing to take shots. He's willing to make plays. He's got good instincts, and I do think he's getting more confident and more comfortable. This coaching staff and Coach Budenholzer 100% trust in Marjon Beauchamp. I think that is very evident from these 10 games that Marjon has played in thus far this season. It's those little things that he does. It's the fact that when this team was struggling as much as they were to shoot the basketball, in the fourth quarter, Marjon Beauchamp was the guy saying, I'm going to put the ball on the floor, I'm going to attack the lane, see if I can get to the free throw line, or if nothing else, I'll finish around the basket. Marjon Beauchamp going for rebounds, sprinting down the floor and starting the fast break with Giannis. There was two occasions where Marjon Beauchamp sprinting down to the corner gave just enough spacing that Giannis was able to attack the basket and draw an and one. Every single game we see these types of plays from Marjon Beauchamp that you just can't believe this guy is a rookie. And coming into the season, I saw quite a few Bucks fans telling me and having the conversation online that Marjon Beauchamp's going to start. Marjon Beauchamp's going to be a big part of the rotation. And I didn't see it. Look, we still got a long ways to go as we sit here on November 14th. There's going to be some downs. As good as Marjon Beauchamp has been, he's going to have some steps backward. It's just how the rookie season goes. But I didn't see it. And the point I was trying to make was, look, you got Chris Middleton, you got Wesley Matthews, you got Pat Connaughton, you got Joe Ingles. You got a handful of guys that are in front of Marjon Beauchamp. It's going to be tough for a rookie who's still somewhat raw, for a rookie to crack this rotation with consistent playing time on a team that loaded on the wing, with veteran guys in front of him, and a team that is trying to win an NBA championship. Those were the biggest strikes against him. This Bucks team, being as shorthanded as they are to open up the season, especially in those spots on the perimeter, this may be the best thing for Marjon Beauchamp to really separate himself. He's still going to have some time with the Wisconsin Herd. You're going to have to get him those consistent minutes as this team gets healthy, as Chris is back, as Pat is back. But I'll tell you this, what he is doing is making it a very, very tough call to not give him any minutes at all, even when you're healthy. I have been thoroughly impressed with everything he has given you. He was far and away the best player on the floor tonight on both ends of the floor for the Bucks. Defensively, go back and watch this game and watch how uncomfortable he made DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter was the Hawks' best offensive player in terms of point production. Marjon Beauchamp was the guy that gave him problems. You saw when Jordan Wara was on the floor with him at the same time, Jordan Wara took DeAndre Hunter. That's when DeAndre Hunter started to get going. And in those minutes, Marjon Beauchamp was defending DeJounte Murray. Marjon Beauchamp slowed down DeJounte Murray. There's a couple of sequences where he was bouncing from guy to guy. When you watch this and you see there's going to be some steps backwards, but he's also going to get better, it's very hard to not let the mind wander and say, man, what is this going to look like in February, in March, when he's had even more seasoning, when he's even more confident, when he knows this defense even more? What is this going to look like with the physical assets and abilities that he has? What's it going to look like when he's on the floor consistently next to Drew Holiday, next to Chris Middleton, next to Giannis, and the defensive lineups you can roll out there with Marjon Beauchamp? Because, look, the comparison's been made a couple of times only because we saw this player I'm about to mention play a lot early on as a rookie. Injury ultimately ended that season, but as we all point to, Dante DiVincenzo was the first player off the bench that season for Coach Budenholzer. Dante DiVincenzo cracked the rotation and found a way to stay there. Injuries are what really derailed that. We started to make those comparisons because you looked at Marjon and you said, well, they love his defense, they love his size, that's where he's going to stand out. That's how Dante stood out. In summer league, in the preseason, you watched Marjon and you thought, you know, that jump shot looks a lot better than I anticipated. Early in this season, you watch Marjon and you think, that jump shot looks a whole lot better than it seems like it looked in summer league. He just looks confident. He's aggressive. He doesn't look overwhelmed. It's hard to watch Marjon Beauchamp and think this guy is a rookie that was playing in the G League a season ago. To bring it all back, I didn't think there was any chance Marjon Beauchamp was going to get heavy minutes in the rotation. And I thought there was no shot Marjon Beauchamp was going to be starting. As a few of you had pointed out and said, look, this guy's going to be starting by this date. I thought no chance. At this point, it's still an uphill battle. But you could talk me into Marjon Beauchamp in that second half if he continues to piece everything together, even when this team is healthy. You can talk me into seeing Marjon Beauchamp get very consistent minutes. That is how impressive he has looked. And as I mentioned, this dates back to that Timberwolves game 2 weeks ago. Every time you see him out there, the more you see him, each time out, he just keeps looking better and better. The Timberwolves game was the breakout game. Then the Thunder game was the new breakout game. And now tonight, 20-point game. The little things he was doing, making the extra pass, running the floor, sprinting to the corners on the fast break, but his defense, it especially in that first half, we made the comment off the air, Dave Kane and myself, it was so fun to watch the one-on-one battles between Marjon Beauchamp and DeAndre Hunter. Because DeAndre Hunter's a guy that this guy is what every single team wants in terms of 3 and D. He is the prototype for the 3 and D wing players. He's got the defensive tools, and Marjon Beauchamp was going toe-to-toe with him. Marjon Beauchamp was outplaying DeAndre Hunter defensively for really the majority of this game. And for this kid to look this good, this raw, and this young, 10 games into his career, he's shooting 32% on his threes. You'll live with that. You feared it would be even worse coming into the season. Shooting 40% from the field, that'll get better. But it's everything else that he's doing in these limited opportunities that he gets. The more you see him, the better he looks. Averaging close to 20 minutes a game, a lot of that has to do with the injury status that this team has. But these are 18 productive minutes that he's given you. He is literally filling it up everywhere. The point production, the shooting keeps getting better. He's a rebounder. His defense. Marjon Beauchamp, far and away, was the best player on the floor tonight. And it's 10 games. 10 games of Marjon Beauchamp's career. But I am ready to say, not that I doubted Marjon Beauchamp as a player. My doubt was how soon we would see him arrive. I am ready to say I was wrong. And Marjon Beauchamp has started to let you know he is ready to play in this league. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Certainly more to get to on Marjon Beauchamp and how incredible he continues to look. Where the Bucks got him, 24th overall pick, and another another success story from the G League Ignite. This is exactly why the NBA created that team. The one and done, and we saw what that's done to college basketball. This is the way to get players ready. And now when you look at the players that are starting to come from there, Scoot Henderson, likely to be the number two overall pick in this summer's draft. Jalen Green started to break out in the second half of the season last year with the Houston Rockets. Marjon Beauchamp could be the next success story from the G League Ignite. 855-616-1620, the number to join us. When we return, we'll get you the highlights from tonight's game as the Bucks lose for the first time in Milwaukee to the Atlanta Hawks. We'll get the highlights after this on Bucks Talk.
This is Bucks Talk.
Justin Garcia here recapping things on Bucks Talk as the Bucks lose to the Atlanta Hawks. Shorthanded Bucks, we should point out. Fall to the Atlanta Hawks, 121-106, the final score inside of Fiserv Forum. First regular season win in this arena for the Hawks. The only other time the Hawks had won here was game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Another big Trae Young game in that one. And last time the Hawks won in Milwaukee was the Bradley Center back in 2016. They had lost nine straight games here in Milwaukee, but they exercised those demons here tonight. Speaking of tonight, let's recap how we got to this final score and get to the highlights from this loss.
The oohs, the ahs, and everything that comes with it. Here are tonight's highlights. Here's Justin Garcia.
All right, you knew it would be an uphill battle with your starting point guard out. You're still without Chris Middleton. You're still without the leader of the bench mob in Pat Connaughton. And this is a good Hawks team. Third best record in the Eastern Conference after tonight's win. So you knew it would be an uphill battle, but you were encouraged by what you saw from the Bucks early, leading for really the first half of the opening quarter. And they started to get offense everywhere. The shot wasn't falling, but they started attacking the basket, and that's where Jordan Wara scored his first points of the game.
It's a strange phenomenon that continues to brew this season. Here's a feed behind the defense. Wara gets alone, and he'll have an easy two-hand jam on the pass from
Jordan Wara. Dunk there gave the Bucks a three-point lead, but as we mentioned, DeAndre Hunter would score back-to-back baskets, putting the Hawks in front, and it was a lead they would not give up. The Bucks, though, would continue to hang tough in that first half thanks to the combination of Giannis and Marjon Beauchamp.
Murray feeds it off. Jalen Johnson has the ball knocked away from behind, picked up by Giannis. He's off and running the other way with numbers. No look feed ahead to Beauchamp, who takes flight and flushes it through with a one-hand slam.
Made it a six-point game there. Marjon with the finish off the feed from Giannis. Moments later, it was a one-point game as Marjon fed Giannis for the dunk.
Into the front court, works it to Wara. Touch pass now to Beauchamp. Beauchamp sends underneath. Giannis was battling with Jalen Johnson, and Johnson took the worst of it as he was on the deck. When Giannis caught that pass, he'll have an easy two-hand jam to pull Milwaukee back to within one.
But about midway through that second quarter is where the Hawks would start to separate themselves. That lead would balloon to 14 before Marjon Beauchamp dialed 9 from long distance.
Bounce pass to Lopez. He'll send to Beauchamp. Beauchamp squeezes off a 3. It rims around and drops.
Made it an 11-point game, but the Hawks would take a 13-point lead into halftime. In the second half, more of the same from Marjon Beauchamp. After the Hawks had pushed the lead to 14, Beauchamp knocked it down by 3 more.
He'll pass it across the court, stepping into the 3. Marjon Beauchamp sticks it from the left wing.
But this one took on a lot of similar tones to what we saw Friday night in San Antonio. The Bucks would start to go on some runs. Friday, one big run made it a single digits game before the Spurs would ultimately pull away. Tonight, the Bucks would go on a couple of smaller runs. The problem was the defense, unable to come up with stops, and the Bucks' runs would often end with them trading baskets with the Atlanta Hawks. But not to be lost in the shuffle of those trading of baskets, was one of the prettiest feeds you will see all season long. Giannis, shades of Magic Johnson, a spin move over the shoulder, no-look pass to Bobby Portis.
First quarter, and Atlanta has not looked back. But here Murray's going to have his pocket picked as the ball's taken away by Carter. He'll feed ahead to Giannis. Giannis spins. What a pass over the shoulder to Portis, who lays it in.
An incredible pass there from Giannis. That was the good. The bad was that made it a 16-point game. Just not enough horses tonight for the Bucks. Shorthanded. And against a balanced Atlanta Hawks team, a shorthanded Bucks team that just didn't have it offensively, as the home win streak comes to an end tonight at Fiserv Forum, 121-106, the final. The Atlanta Hawks give the Bucks their third loss of the season, and the Bucks look to avoid a three-game skid now when they welcome the Cleveland Cavaliers to Fiserv Forum on Wednesday night. We'll preview that big matchup, Bucks and the Cavs. And wrap things up after this on Bucks Talk. Wrapping things up here inside of Fiserv Forum, I'm Justin Garcia. This is Bucks Talk. As the Bucks fall to the Atlanta Hawks, 121-106. We will all anxiously await tomorrow's injury report and see what the status is for a handful of players. So we mentioned, I wanted to get to some of the comments by Bud prior to the game. When we met with both coaches, for Nate McMillan, a lot of what he talked about, I think we saw come to fruition. Said, you know, facing this Bucks team, there's not a whole lot of change without Drew Holiday. They can play through Giannis. They can play through Brooke. They can play through Bobby Portis. Now, unfortunately for the Bucks, we didn't see a lot of that. It was mostly all through Giannis. But they're able to play through a handful of guys. They're experienced. They got a lot of guys on the floor that can shoot. The big thing we have to worry about is rebounding. You can't give them those second chances. This is a team that's going to play big, that Bobby Portis can play the three, as Nate said. You know, you can play Bobby and Giannis and Brooke together, and they really dominate on the glass. And they got guys that can shoot, so they're still spreading the floor. You got to finish the possession, and you got to get the defensive rebound. The Hawks did a good job of that. Not only defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds. The Hawks won the rebounding advantage tonight. That was big. That was something Nate McMillan called attention to. The other was defending Giannis. And as he said, it's a number of things. But it's the same game plan every night. Keep him in front of you. Don't allow him to get downhill. Don't foul him. And you just can't give up any angles. He doesn't need much room to squeeze through. You got to keep those shoulders square, and you can't give him any angles. Hawks did a good job of that tonight. Giannis had a few of those opportunities, but wasn't really able to capitalize. So the Hawks executed everything they wanted to. Now, the injuries here for the Bucks: Pat Connaughton, a little longer than we obviously anticipated. We are being a little cautious, but he's progressing. He's getting closer. He did some stuff today. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. It's taken longer than anticipated, but it's near the end. This isn't because of a setback. And for Chris Middleton, he's making progress. We're ramping him up a bit. Cautious with him as well. Not much to offer besides that. Drew Holiday is the interesting one. Over a week off that he gets now. I don't think you're going to see Chris Middleton on Wednesday. We haven't even seen him really practice with the team. Pat Connaughton is doing things, but we've heard they want to get these guys practice in 5-on-5. If I had to guess, I wouldn't think we'll see Pat Connaughton Wednesday either, but it sounds like it's getting close. And I know we've said this for over a week, but it really is getting close. You got to get Drew Holiday back, though, for this big matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, Cleveland Cavaliers come to town Wednesday night. It's the first look at the City Edition jerseys and at the alternate blue court, which I am being seen laid down here on the floor as we speak. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock tip. And as always, after the game, join us for Bucks Talk. My thanks to Tommy Wirtz and Chris Larson for producing the show. Talk to you Wednesday night with more Bucks Talk.